You're listening to Zargates Pulse, home to weekly news and updates on all things Zargates. Now for your host, Duncan Scott.
Welcome. Welcome back. Another episode of Zargates Pulse. It's the 18th of October. I am your host, Duncan Scott, and I'm back. I'm back in the UK. Oh, man, last week I was really trying. I was in Turkey, and I know we had a week off, and I just could not make it work. You know, there's quite a lot of restrictions in Turkey from, I don't know whether it's specifically UK websites or UK systems, but the RSS feed that I use, I could not get to work. My VPNs weren't working. It was a nightmare. So we'll scrap last week's. We'll start again fresh this week. I have still got the very special episode that I promised you. But because we're 2 weeks down the line, what I thought was more important was to deep dive fully into tokenomics. And I'm going to dedicate this whole episode to giving you as much information about the tokenomics as I can. We're going to talk about circulating supply. We're going to talk about the numbers involved with the leaderboards and all of the seasons. Going to talk to you about monthly distributions, everything around the proof of playtime model, exactly how many tokens are coming out when, percentages, all the numbers, all the timelines, everything in tokenomics. And we're going to dedicate this whole episode to giving you this because I know just how important it is and you've been waiting absolutely long enough. So let's get started with tokenomics.
Latest news and updates from Zargates.
Okay, let's start at the top. Let's start with the high-level numbers, and then we're going to break it down into two parts, TGE and then proof of playtime, because they're two distinct pools. Total amount of tokens circulating supply for Zargates is going to be 12 billion. Now, I know that when we started the project, we said it was going to be 12 million, and now it's 1,000 times more. So let's just talk about why that is. And it is purely for no other reason than psychology and emotion with giving people physically more tokens. When we looked at doing the seasons and the leaderboard and how many tokens would be distributed each day, it was going to work out that if we hit our goals with the number of users and upward a million, people would be playing every day and getting 0.1, even 0.005 tokens per day at the beginning of the project. Now, with something like Bitcoin, sure, getting 0.1 tokens now when it's 12 years old and it's worth what it is today, 70 odd thousand near dollars, is fine. But at the beginning of the project, all your hard work to get 0.05 tokens for us didn't seem like a very good psychological starting point for the project. So we just times everything up. And actually, the percentages, the scheduling, the vesting periods, the allocation is identical, but where you would be getting one token, you're now getting 1,000 tokens. And it's just going to improve our liquidity, and it's going to improve and instigate more trade. Because with the more tokens you have, the more decisions you have, and the easier it is to divide it up. And it's as simple as that, because we haven't changed anything else. As I said, all the percentages that we're giving away in TGE are the same. All the percentages every day for the scheduling is all the same. It's just a psychological barrier moment. So 12 billion tokens in total across the lifetime of the project. And that is split, as we know, between our TGE and then our proof of playtime. So let's talk about TGE to start with. As you know, we've had five seasons, and they are accounting for 1% of our total circulating supply each, which equates to 120 million tokens for each season. We then have our leaderboard, again split across the two leaderboards, and that will account for 1% of the total supply, so 120 million tokens going to the leaderboards. And the higher up the leaderboard that you are, the more amount of tokens that you will receive And then we have 1% reserved for our partners and for partnerships. And we have 6% that is reserved for liquidity for the exchanges. So that's 13% of our total circulating supply going into the TGE. Now, the liquidity obviously will not go straight into the markets on day one. That will be dripped into the exchanges over the course of 6 months. So our total circulating supply at TGE will be 8.8%. By the end of month one, 11.1%, 13.45%, and so on, using up that liquidity that we need to put into the exchanges. Now, let's talk a little bit more about how the 120 million is broken up into each season. Because, of course, as we have always said, season one tickets are worth the most, season two, and then season three, and then season four, and then season five. In each of the five seasons, the amount of tickets that we have sold has been increasing in both gold and diamonds, and therefore the total amount of tickets for each season has gone up. So that means with the same amount of tokens available, 120 million, the average per ticket in each season has been going down. So season one, you will get the highest average tokens, season two, the second highest, and so on, straight down to season five, that will have the lowest average tokens per ticket. And then within each season, we have varying degrees of rarity tickets. We have seven tiers of common tickets. We have a rare ticket, an epic, a legendary, a mythic, and a unique ticket. Now, you don't know what you've got yet. They're all going to be randomly generated, but with each of the tickets will come a different quantity of tokens. So let me give you some examples. Season one, a first tier common ticket will have 500 Zargates tokens inside it. A common two will have 600 tokens inside it, and so on. As we go up, if you're lucky enough to get an epic season one ticket, that will contain 7,000 tokens inside it. And our top tier unique ticket for season one contains 24,000 Zargates tokens. So congratulations in advance if you're holders of any of those. Now, if I skip all the way down to season five to give you a comparison, the same common one ticket in season five will give you 280 Zargates tokens. Remember, that's compared to 500 in season one. And generally speaking, the quantities are broadly between a third and a half of what you're getting in season one. So, for example, a rare season five ticket gets you 1,400, whereas a season one rare gets you 3,500. And all the way up at the top, as I said, a season one is 24,000 and a season five is worth 10,000. So in all instances, you're going to get more tickets, more tokens inside your ticket for the same type of ticket. And the probability of getting a ticket is the same. So there's a 1.2 to 1.4% chance that you have an epic ticket across all the seasons. So your percentage chance of winning are the same, but the amount of tokens that you're getting inside are significantly more in season one, dropping down on a sliding scale down to season five. It's worth me mentioning as well that we have graphs and tables and all of this scheduling set out. So we'll be updating it on the website and we'll post an announcement on Telegram and on Discord when the updated tokenomics tables are available for you, just to go and have a look and bring it to life. Because I understand that for some of you, actually seeing the numbers is going to make it a little bit more real and easy for you to understand than just listening to me. And you'll obviously get a much bigger picture of all the numbers rather than just the selective ones that I've pulled out. Right, I think that covers the TGE element of it. So let's go on and talk more about the proof of playtime side of things. As we know, after we do our TGE, our proof of playtime model kicks in, and that is where you, as the players, mine the remaining tokens, the 87% that we have left, every day throughout the lifetime of the token supply. You log in, you play your games, you earn your points, depending on what level you are, whether you have an NFT or not, depending on how many reward points that you have and how long you play for, obviously, for that day, up to the maximum time of 2 hours. And then those reward points each day are converted into tokens from the set mining pool. And nothing has changed from our original model, that all of the tokens that are mined will be going to the players and the game studios for providing the games on the platform. And as we know, hopefully you guys maybe tuned into my Binance AMA yesterday, where I was just talking about the incentive for game studios with our tokens. Now that's a really nice part of the tokenomics, because for them to get tokens, that will instigate them bringing in more players and more players into their game, because the more time the people spend playing their game within Zargates, the more tokens that they receive as well. But it's obviously a much smaller percentage than the percentage that is reserved for the players. And as we know, nothing in this schedule is reserved for the team or investors. So all of the 87%, which is just under 10.5 billion tokens, will be coming to you and the studios on a very set cumulative vesting schedule that is very easy to understand because it is done every single day. And let's see what that looks like every day of the project. After TGE, in the very first month, of course, going out every day, and the amount of tokens that will be mined by the players per day will be 6.4 million tokens. That will repeat every day for the first 30 months of the project post TGE. Then we will have our first halving period after month 30, and therefore the amount of tokens per day that will be mined will reduce to 3.2 million, and it will remain like that every day until month 60. And then after the 60th month, we will do our second halving period, where the number of tokens per day will go down to 1.6 million, and it will remain like that until month 95, where all of the tokens will then be in our circulating supply. And if I just give you an idea about what that looks like in terms of percentages, it's obviously a very gradual declining curve throughout the 95 months. As I mentioned earlier, we're going to have 8.8% of the circulating supply at the TGE. And then throughout the first 30 months, that circulating supply increases by roughly 2%, between 1.5% and 2% per month. So it goes up. And by the time we reach month 30, we're going to have 61.59% of all of our tokens in circulation. And then it drops off to roughly between 0.8% and 1% of circulating supply coming out each month up until month 60, where at that point we're going to have 86% of our circulating supply out there. And then the remaining period is just that last 14% over between month 61 and month 95. And there we have it. There is it in a nutshell. It is no more complicated than that. As soon as you understand that we've got our TGE side and our proof of playtime side, it's a very simple model to understand. And throughout the project, you don't have to worry about token unlocks. Oh, the team are now getting a big token unlock and dump it, or an investor is about to get a token unlock. This is what it is. Just understand the numbers: 6.4 million per day for the first 30 months, 3.2, then 1.6, all under a proof of playtime model, and all coming to you, the players and the studios. So I hope that makes a lot of sense to you. If you do have any questions, please, please, please come and find me over on X. Be very happy to share some more information, clear up anything that you don't understand. Remember, I am at hashd, H-A-S-H-D. You can also find me or any of the team and the support staff on Telegram, on Discord. Be more than happy to help you. We will let you know when all of the graphs and the tables and it's all written up for you on the website for you to peruse at your pleasure. Enjoy another week of Zargates, and I will be coming back and speaking to you again very, very soon.
Thanks for listening. Make sure you follow all our social channels, and we will see you next week.